From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Lost Valley, number 23 in the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with The Lost Valley, chapter 1. The Rocky Mountains were magnificent in the summer. Emerald hills blended into stark ranges capped by pristine snow. Cottonwoods and willows wound along rivers and streams. Firs, spruce, and aspens adorned the higher regions. The land was green, ripe, lush. Wildlife thrived. White-tailed deer foraged in the lowlands, while their black-tailed cousins roamed the upper slopes. Elk claimed the high meadows, but had to share their domain with small herds of shaggy mountain buffalo. Bears were much in evidence. Smaller creatures, chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, and the like, were everywhere. Nate King had lived in the mountains for 16 years, yet he never tired of nature's wondrous spectacle. Every day brought something new. Each moment was different from all those that went before it. Nate never missed the dull sameness of city life, the boring routine, the daily grind that broke a person's spirit and made him feel as if he were no more than cogs in a machine. City dwellers were like cattle cooped up in small pens with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Day in and day out, they suffered in a prison of their own making. Not Nate. Give him the raw wilderness any day. Give him true freedom, being able to do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Give him a life where he was not beholden to anyone for anything, where he need not...